Patriots and the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl, and guess what? You're watching Netflix News next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, we got some Futurama. Yep. No lyrics.
It's kind of crunchy little jam.
I might make this our theme song every week.
Yeah?
No.
We could make that work, but we would have to make that work.
Hey guys, you're watching Netflix News at AfterBuzz TV. I'm Rick Hong. You can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, R-I-C-K-H-O-N-G. And I'm joined by my cast.
I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. That feed is full of Eagles stuff right now. Just letting you know. That's what's on there right this second.
Like bald eagles, like the birds?
Oh, no, the football. Band, the Eagles.
Oh,
the band,
oh, the band.
The Eagles.
Oh, the band. Oh, very good, very good. It feels weird to be sitting over here. Hi, you guys. I'm filling in on Amy's seat over here. I'm Ashley Chaney. If you want to talk to me online, find me at Ashley on camera. I miss Amy, guys. I miss Amy.
Now, I don't miss Amy. So you guys are probably thinking, wait, I watched this show for Amy Cassandra Martinez. But the truth is, man, she keeps changing that handle so much. I said, you know what? Take a week off, think about it, and then you can come back. But I'll tell you what, for now, you guys can find her at Amy Cassandra MTZ.
We don't even know.
You don't want your MTV, but you want your MTZ.
MTZ.
At she's Amy not, Cassandra MTZ.
If she's not following us, you didn't find the right Amy Cassandra.
Right.
Is at Miss Amy taken? At Miss Amy C taken? I'm not here to help.
No, that's what she's doing, man. She's at home right now. She's like, she's trying them all. She's not sure which one works, so.
That's actually not true, you guys. Amy's at the SAG Awards. So if you were ever to follow her, tonight's the night, get on there and you can see some really cool stuff. Woo. From the SAG Awards. That's where she is, because we panelists like to get out there.
We do. Anyway,
she'll tell us all about it next week.
She will. She will. And she's going to share all of the pictures of all of our loves and crushes and who wore what and hopefully some backstage malfunctions. Please, Amy, get some malfunctions on camera.
Get it. Malfunction? Like wardrobe malfunctions?
Like wardrobe malfunctions. All the things, yeah. Or someone falling or something like
that. You took it there.
Something terribly embarrassing.
You know, I'm actually glad that we at least have one lady on this panel, because something that just dropped hot on about Netflix is there seems to be a pay disparity. And this has been an issue in the entertainment industry. The comedian, actress, Oscar winner, Monique.
Yeah.
Is calling out Netflix and saying, ooh, dude, there's a pay disparity. So she was offered a special to be paid. Now, for us, hey, I would take in a heartbeat. I wouldn't argue, but $500,000. Mm-hmm. And she's complaining, saying that, well, you guys offered me $500,000. However, Amy Schumer was offered $11 million for hers. Sure. And I believe that Amy and her people were able to bump it up to 13. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she's complaining also because Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle are both making $20 million each for their specials.
Yes. There could be an argument made. I think first of all, $500,000 is ludicrous. Netflix, you can pay more than $500,000. But that said, I think there's definitely an argument for Amy and Chris and who was the third person that you mentioned?
Dave Chappelle.
And Dave Chappelle all being...
I'm Rick James, bitch!
They're all bigger comedians right now. So, I mean, that's true. Amy has, starred in two major blockbuster films.
No, see, that's what I'm
saying. And
carried
them herself. Monique's, not as relevant. Sorry, Monique, but get back up there, girl, and then
also,
you can command a $13 million.
Also, I am just looking at it from Netflix's standpoint, and I'm not saying that Monique is wrong. Monique might have data we don't have to say there is a pay disparity from what they offered me. However, I just typed her name into Netflix, and there were three kind of BOGO titles, like none of them were like a standalone special.
You're talking about Monique or Amy?
Monique.
Okay.
And anytime that Amy Schumer, obviously you just get the one special she had, but Amy Schumer also headlined movies recently.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's so been like, no, I actually watched Snatched with her and Goldie Hawn last night. The other movie that she starred in was Trainwrecked.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was her film. And let's not forget the show that she had before that, Inside Amy Schumer, which was, again, headlined by Amy. Amy has been killing it. She deserves all, 13 of those million? Get it, Amy.
Yeah, well, and keep in mind, too, that Monique, because the entertainment industry is all about relevance.
Absolutely.
It's all about relevance. And not to take away from anything that Monique's talent or who she is, but she won that Oscar, I looked, in 2009, which is almost 10 years ago. And usually, like, you piggyback off of that type of notoriety. Like, I won an Oscar. But you can't keep using that to... And right, I mean, I could walk out this door and ask every After Buzzer and say, do you know who Monique is? I guarantee the percentage would be very, very low compared to probably 10 out of 10 people know Chris Rock. 10 out of 10 people know Dave Chappelle. And I would say at least...
7 to 8 out of 10 for Amy.
Amy Schumer.
Also, just so we're clear, she was offered $500,000 and then accepted it?
No.
Okay.
But she's calling Netflix out for it.
Because this is all a negotiation tactic then. I can tell you for a fact, she's worth a Netflix special from Monique, and like, to own that forever is worth more than $500,000.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will absolutely say that, but then she should negotiate.
But to say that she thinks that she should get as much as 13 or 20 for Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle.
Is she actually saying that?
Yeah.
I don't think she's saying
when you say pay disparity, like, you mean that usually means that you want as much as them or somewhere close to them. So she's at least thinking, and I could be wrong on this one, that she should be around 10.
Well, yeah, disparity does not necessarily mean she wants exactly the same. It means there's a huge difference. Like, there's a notable, sizable difference, right? So that's true, and this is part of a negotiation, and she should do just that. But there's also a reason why Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock are getting $20 million as opposed to Amy's, and I'm not going to say that it's gender-based solely.
But she's saying it's gender. She's, like, saying it's gender disparity. It's also race. Race disparity.
Absolutely. I think she needs to bargain for more, but
Okay, I just gotta say, this is business. And she's practically just shooting herself in the foot. I don't think she should have focused on how much she was getting paid. No one really knows her name now. No one really cares about her name right now. So she just has taken it for, not getting her name out there again. And what better way to do that than Netflix? Because everyone has Netflix nowadays, you know?
That's a great point, that it's a great opportunity for her. But I'm going to counter you, Anthony, and say, yeah.
Oh, wait, no, guys, actually, that was Amy Cassandra from the SAG Awards calling in. That was her giving her 2 cents about what she thinks. But no, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
No, so, Anthony, I'm going to counter you there. I think that for Netflix, a platform like that, to Steve's point, it's worth more than $500,000 to own that in perpetuity. They're going to make more than $500,000 on that special, and she's certainly worth more than that, and go ahead, girl, and bargain, but know your place. I don't even know what Monique looks like, and I thought she was a rapper.
The way it sounds like, I agree, she should bargain, but it sounds like she's not bargaining. It sounds like she's more just, like, throwing them under fire.
Or,
in a sense, maybe that's a tactic bargaining, but I wouldn't go that route.
I think it's kind of a salty tactic. I think this is actually dirty pool the more I think of it, because I think...
I wouldn't bite the hand that she feeds.
But I think what's happening is they're offering her $500,000 saying she's not relevant. Well, and then she's then she's coming out publicly and saying, not that, oh, I'm not relevant, because nobody's going to pick up that story. She's saying there's a pay disparity between me and a white girl. But let's be fair, we led with it.
Hold on, I want to get people up in the chat here to see what they've got going
on. But we led with the story. People are talking about the story, making her relevant. It's actually kind of genius if this is her and her team.
Well, the good thing about this is that if she wasn't going to do it, somebody else would.
Of course.
Somebody else would bring this up. So you always need a pioneer or someone to be the voice. So apparently in this case, it's going to be her. Like, I don't have it with me because I don't have my computer with me, but Wanda Sykes also chimed in on this and felt the same way that she was offered something and was lowballed as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we're seeing anything soon from Wanda Sykes either, who I think is also brilliant and
hilarious.
Course.
I commend what Monique is doing right now.
Absolutely.
Because they told her she wasn't relevant, and in one press release made herself relevant.
Well, and then what are they going to do now? Back out? Oh, yeah, they're going to deal with that PR scandal right now in the midst of everything else. There's no way they're not going to give her this special, she's
going to get a million on Netflix, more money. Or a million from HBO. Yeah, but I also look at it as, like, she became a commodity with this story.
You know, we're Netflix. That's kind of what they did say. We're just kind of like, we're saying we're Netflix. This is what we think that you're worth. And the truth is that, Steve, you know this more than anybody, that they probably do have the analytics to sit there and say where she probably is, like, price wise in terms of, like, what the long term of, like, yeah, the profit, like,
sure,
that they would make off of either her versus a Chris Rock or a Dave Chappelle.
Then they know that they can pay her more. They also wouldn't reach out to her. They're not Netflix. If they didn't think she had something to offer, they wouldn't even be having these conversations with her. So she's valuable, and she should absolutely bargain for more. We've got people in the chat. Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in. A lot of people are talking about Tiffany Haddish and how big I mean, that's a special that we would all, you know, get behind. And,
she's the hottest thing in the world. Like, she's the hottest up-and-comer in comedy right now, Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, I agree. Tiffany Haddish all the way. And people are like, who's Monique? People in the chat don't even know who Monique is. So
Soul Plane.
She was in Soul Plane.
No, she won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in Precious. And keep in mind, again, that's Best Supporting
Actress. Oh, Monique. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Now I know who Monique is.
Best Supporting Actress. She is. She's wonderful.
Not headlining. Wow. She wasn't Gabby Sidibe. She wasn't Gabby Sidibe, yeah. who was Precious.
Well, and that she was a dramatic role. So she's doing a comedy special?
No, she was a comedian. She's been a comedian forever, and
to her credit, like, she had her own show.
Yeah.
But
a talk show? Was it a talk show? I don't know.
No, she's been a talk show host.
She's been a talk show host, and she had her own show, like
a half hour comedy.
Okay,
that's a problem. So what I'm saying is, it's about relevance, and that was a while ago.
It was.
So she can also be look. This is the way that I look at it. I mean, Steve, to your credit, right? For her to say, well, to making herself relevant, but also Netflix is giving her an opportunity for herself to be showcased on their platform.
Yeah.
And they're like, we'll give you $500,000. And so, like, it's like, so then what kind of other opportunities happen for them? Because there are many comics that are out there.
Sure.
But who's to say, because this story's big enough that we're talking about it, who's to say that she's not now, at the very least, worth $500,000 to Hulu?
Oh, she definitely is. I mean, like, this is good for her either way. And, I mean, $500,000 to Netflix is like it's nothing.
That's why we offer ourselves up for the bargain price of $1 million. So, like, basically, like,
you'll get all three of us.
Yeah, no,
you get all three of us for 52 weeks.
No, this is
that's
great.
Actually,
yeah,
this is a really good deal.
So, like, I'll take $900,000, and then Steve will take like $35,000. Like, Ashley will take like another $35,000. The other $35,000 goes to Cassandra.
We're gonna work this out.
Wait, hold on. I feel like I was looking down at the chat here, and I think I missed some math.
Hey, I love this thing talking about pay disparity. So I'm holding to it. Okay, I'm holding to it. No.
Real quick, I like this comment in the chat by Black Jones saying she's pulling the female version of Tyrese, low key. LOL.
That's true, Black Jones. I agree with you. I agree with you. Just with the whole Fast and Furious kind of like calling out The Rock and right. That's what I'm saying. Someone does need to be a voice. Like, I don't think that she should shut her mouth or anything. I mean, she's talented.
Yeah.
And she feels like she's not getting paid. It's just a matter of the debate of, do we, you know, money wise, do we think that she's worth it? Do she not? Like, or where does she rank herself?
But that's why I think what's so brilliant about what she did this week is that's not our place. That's not actually our place as commentators or as just the public to really talk about, like, well, what is Monique worth? Netflix knows what Monique's worth. That number is probably 812,000. So they said 500,000. To probably meet somewhere around 650, so they gain 100,000 to 100,000 or 200,000 in equity before they ever shoot the thing.
Like, she's worth more now that it's out there in the press.
She's worth $1 million now, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's what's brilliant about her is because the conversation is us saying, well, what is Monique worth? Mm-hmm. Who is Monique? Blah blah blah. And then now she's more relevant.
Right.
It's brilliant.
So I'm going to move on from that. And somebody that we do know what his talents are, and he's cutting opportunities for me and you guys, but that's okay. Joel McHale is now be giving a Netflix topical weekly show, which he started his career doing E! Talk Soup.
Yeah.
So it does make sense. It does make sense.
No, it makes complete sense. I know a lot of comics who both dislike but respect Joel McHale. Because there are people who get into stand-up comedy to have careers as stand-up comedians.
Right.
And there are people who get into stand-up comedy to get the fire under them.
As
a launching point. And Joel McHale's one of those people, but he's unabashedly truthful about that fact.
Yeah. I think the most interesting thing about this is there's no other topical content being updated on Netflix right now, right? There's no
The Chelsea show still.
No, she's done now.
Chelsea Handler is done
because she wants to concentrate more on social activism.
That makes sense.
So I
think that whatever they're basing their merit on, they're basing it on how well that Chelsea Handler show did.
You know, and she was a woman, so we need a dude in there. No, I'm just kidding.
I am saying when you get down to the dollars and cents, that's what they're looking at. Of like, this is how well the Chelsea Handler show did. This is how much we had to pay because she was Chelsea Handler.
She was awesome. No, she was awesome at it.
If we build something from the ground up with Joel McHale, not to say Joel McHale's cheaper than Chelsea Handler, but Probably.
No, and the thing for Joel too was that he, you know, he went from E to Community to his show that was like recently canceled on CBS, I think, with The Great Outdoors.
Where
He played like a tech guy and was trying to deal with millennials, and so now he's got time. So it's good too sometimes just to go back to your roots a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of like I was really good. I mean, he was great on Community.
I believe he hosted a White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Yeah, probably.
Like he's interesting. Oh, like as an MC, like he's on a Seacrest level. He just happens to also be able to act.
And I mean, it is, and the state of the world is currently the state of the world where there's a lot to be talking about. Sure. So
yeah,
there you go.
I mean, he's a snarky blank slate.
Snarky blank slate. I have to say, even when Chelsea Handler was on Netflix, I don't know that I personally would use Netflix as a place to watch regular content, like to watch it. Weekly.
Yeah. Well, see, but the thing is that
right now.
Yeah.
Letterman's dropping it once a month.
Which however, I watched him this week. I'd love to talk about that.
No, we talked about that last week.
We're going to talk about it.
So Letterman's doing his thing once a month, which is really easy on his schedule. He's not a young dude anymore.
Yeah.
And then, not to say that he's not awesome. Also, you know, John Oliver, who's actually on Seinfeld's Comedians with Driving in Cars with Coffee.
That
was hilarious to watch him do that. But he does it for HBO. He does it for HBO for a certain season. Like, he does it once a week covering all the topics of last week.
Right.
So it kind of makes sense to have a guy like Joel McHale come in and not copy it, but
do
cover
we think
themes.
That, well, because his thing was, like, investigative journalism. I don't think that's what Joel McHale show is going to be.
No. And are you
do
guys
going to
watch
it? Do we know if it's going to be pop culture or political? No,
absolutely. I mean, we're talking business, so I'll definitely watch it. I don't know how religiously I'll watch it.
I don't even watch Saturday Night Live religiously. You know, like, I can't keep up with that. Like,
well, because Ashley's like, I'm so busy on Saturday nights. Like, I can't go home and like watch it. You know, it's
because I don't have TV. I don't have regular.
Meanwhile, TV. After Buzz has like 7 TVs here to like watch on DVR. After show.
I'm gonna come into work when I mean, I might. You never know. I'm so dedicated.
I'll openly admit I don't watch SNL because I'm a sketch comedy snob. Like
Better than SNL.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
SNL,
I can send you some Facebook invites. There will be 12 people it's there, half and half. It'll be better than SNL.
SNL is definitely half and half.
My friend Heidi Gardner is on the cast this year. Heidi, I doubt you're watching, but you're killing it. And we love you. And if you ever want to come on AfterBuzz, even though we don't have SNL on Netflix.
Fair enough. But, okay. We cover SNL here at AfterBuzz.
So, come on, Heidi.
If you can,
that's right. Actually, it's on right now. Don't change the channel. You can change it later. But... Well, yeah, Sunday nights at 7 p.m. if you're an SNL person. So like actually like at 7:45, 8-ish, that's when you can tune in after.
Yeah. After we're live.
After the fact. Yeah, after the fact. Yeah. They don't need any live viewers because they're already past the fact because it's on Sunday that they're reviewing Saturday Night Live. What's that all about? We're live right now talking about Netflix right now.
That's right.
Okay, so we talked last week about what pops up on our TVs.
Yes.
And this one's really funny. So for me, I have Rotten that popped up as that kind of like on my screen. Yeah, there it is right there if you guys can see it. It says, I mean, it's a little, I didn't take a better, like close enough picture, but that was coming through my suggestions for you. So therefore, and it was actually on my list to watch because it just dropped a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it and it covers, you know, kind of the weird like little conspiracy theories about different food products. It's like 6 episodes or 5 episodes. Episode 1 was all about honey.
Okay.
Because the truth of the matter is that in the world, not because of this, but actually knows for a fact, if the world has a dwindling honey population,
well, because of the bees,
it affects the whole food chain.
Because we have a dwindling bee population.
It's the bee. It starts with bees.
And the bees pollinate the plants, and then the plant, then the animals eat the plants, and then if you don't have enough bees, you don't have enough plants, you don't have enough animals.
Yeah, and what's cool about this is it's actually
spoiler alerts.
It's fascinating because, like, I mean, I think it's like, what? You have a bee, you squeeze honey out of it, done, yum, eat it, whatever.
Okay, also, but that is not how honey
thank
works.
Thank you.
Good Lord.
But
we need to take him to a museum.
No, but what's great to watch. No, but what's great to watch was that just to know the fact that the whole conspiracy about honey is that you can dilute it and it gets sold to us, and we think that we're eating honey, but we're actually probably eating
sugar water.
Yeah, sugar water with some honey, with some variation.
Like honey with either like some like rice syrup or something else kind of mixed in with it. Mm-hmm. And how do we, unless we're testing it, actually really know that difference? We don't.
Yeah, no, so. I mean, all of our food products, we have to just trust what's being Search was. So now I want to know why this came up on your queue. Have you been watching a lot of food programming lately?
No. Well, so this is interesting because it popped up because it recently dropped a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
The other reason it popped up, it said that it was, for me, it said 71%.
Okay.
So, you know, and it's for you guys, I always try to watch as much as I can diverse type of things. If it's popping up, I try to watch it to either say good, bad, or did it compel me to watch it? Yes. So who is this?
This is me. So this is the second page. Stepsisters was my first page.
And that just dropped on Friday. I'm going to be talking about it in a little bit. Yeah. And then, see, you have Rotten up there.
I have Rotten up there. I also have Stepsisters up there. I have Grace and Frankie just dropped. These are all new. I think these are newer trending up top.
Most of them are new. Poke King. Yeah, those are all new.
Poke King's pretty new.
Grace and Frankie came out.
And then the Cat Williams. Now, let's see. Does anybody else have the Cat Williams special?
We've got people in the chat saying that Rotten just popped up on their feed as well. So they might be pushing that pretty hard.
Sure.
Yeah, because it's
a Netflix original. It's a Netflix original.
Okay, so hang tight
new releases.
Here.
Yeah.
This is I don't have any of these. I guess I didn't pick. Wild
Hogs just dropped. Grace and Frankie just dropped. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. It's popular.
That's like a 14-day, within a 14-day drop.
So, yeah, definitely maybe, which I did watch this weekend, was right there on the front of my queue. But this is me logged in from my TV. Were you guys logged in from computer when you took
this
a screenshot?
This was my tablet.
TV? Your tablet, okay.
And that was just the one that you guys saw. That was from my Amazon Fire Stick.
Okay.
Apple TV does something completely different.
Oh, I should have, for a good control, I should have also done my Fire TV Stick.
Okay. We've got people in the chat saying that... Grace and Frankie popped up, Stepsister and Open House popped up.
Open House?
The Open House. Okay. That also is going to be something I'm going to try to, like, I watched the trailer for it, but it also popped up because it's also got dropped. I actually didn't see the percentage in terms of what it matched with me.
What's Open House about?
It looks like a thriller horror.
It's a horror thriller.
Oh, okay.
Family moves in, they look at this open house, and then all of a sudden, like, they start hearing, like, weird noises. And
sounds like a real thing.
Sounds like Ashley Chaney already lives. So.
Negative. But Anthony, our engineer, who you guys are hearing pop in over the booth, you were saying you wanted to watch some horror movies this weekend, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Before I Awake is a big one that has been proclaimed as the greatest horror film. So far, no, the greatest horror film as of 2018.
Wait. Who has proclaimed this?
Yeah, I also would like to know your sources.
I read it on Bloody Disgusting.
Mm. Oh, and, you know what? Now I'm going to watch this.
Yeah, which I was surprised because, Insidious 4, The Last Key, recently came out, and I thought that was going to be the greatest one. But apparently, Before I Awake is supposed to be really good on Netflix. Also, Godzilla dropped, which is the first animated franchise. First animated film in the franchise of Godzilla. And then I believe within 2 weeks from now, there's one called The Ritual. It's supposed to be really good. That's going to drop on there.
The Ritual. Okay.
Yeah. You know, hey, Anthony, I don't know. If you're not engineering on one of those other shows, maybe I'll have to have you sit in the hot seat and talk to us about
once,
it.
Yeah, once The Ritual comes out, that's really all I'd like to talk about.
Godzilla is officially on my list now. That looks amazing.
Yeah, it's a Japanese, and it's a combination between 3D and 2D animation.
Okay, good to know.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm gonna watch Gojira as well.
Anthony, okay, cool. We've got people saying Open House was definitely a thriller. Cool, thanks. So Chill 4, did you like it? Let us know in the comments. You're saying it was a thriller. Was it good? Worth watching? Please let us know.
Oh, there we go. No, and so we talk all the time about, like, clearly, like, in our conversation just recently, we just talked about the stuff that just dropped, and that's why we're seeing a lot of this stuff. Something that is leaving, which leads to why I opened up with the Futurama theme song, is season 7 through 10 are leaving by the end of the month. So I always try to give you guys a little bit of a heads up when it's a bigger show. If you're trying to catch up, you're a fan of it, you want to watch it before it officially leaves. I didn't do that with Lost, but you know what? You didn't really... That was Lost to me a long time ago. So you don't need to worry about it. Futurama. The great thing about Futurama was that it debuted on Fox, went off the air for a couple of years, and then they brought it back on Comedy Central.
Yeah, I love stories like that where they just wind up on another network, but to be the exact same show. I remember specifically My Name is Earl was on NBC, and then it got dropped. And there was talk that it was going to be on TBS because it did so well on TBS, and it
in reruns.
It did so well on TBS for syndication reruns. And I didn't find out until like a year ago that the reason that didn't happen was that they only really had the money to do like a 3-camera half-aid version of My Name is Earl, and
did you just say half-aid?
Yes, I don't know. I don't want to mess with the censors here at AfterBuzz TV.
That's, oh boy. That's censored for ASS, which is actually not a curse word. Ass means donkey. So
fair enough.
We can say that.
They're ass. All words and fine. However, that was just a factoid I have about like resurging shows, whereas Futurama got to do exactly what they wanted to do. I think this is because Futurama's coming back. So they probably want to the rights holders probably want to pull it off and do something with it.
Wait, did you say it's coming back?
Futurama's coming
back. I 10 seasons animation, man.
I'm not making this up. Futurama.
I think I
just
Steve heard is the king that. Of That's making like, S up on Netflix.
Really? Okay. I'm on Reddit a lot.
Reddit's a trustworthy source of news.
I have to Google it now. I'm like pretty sure there's like a Futurama movie coming. Like
attack
fairly
Steve
confirmed.
Here in the comments. Get him. Go get him, guys.
Get me if I'm wrong.
Get him.
I was under the impression Futurama was coming back in some form.
Well, okay, so
dreaming. He's dreaming.
Next week, a movie that just dropped over the weekend. It's called Stepsisters, and you guys are going to be in for a treat because my friend is actually the writer, Chuck Hayward, of the movie. We're going to play the trailer for you. He's going to be here next week for us to talk about it, so it gives you guys more incentive to either watch it, chime into the chat if you want to ask questions. We'll ask questions through that as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Or put it in the comments as well, and I can, you know, I'll remember to like talk to him about it. So we're going to play the trailer for Stepsisters right now. Actually, yeah, girls doing a stomp, dancing, quite cheerleaders.
I cannot believe you're not stepping with us this year. I've got to focus on getting
so it's in the world of step. This is right. I was thinking like actual stepsisters.
Okay. So was I, like stepbrothers.
Positive contributors to the community. Right? Don't you have a big charity step competition coming up? This is great.
I can't because
they've done Bring It On, so I feel like this is a different version of that.
Wasn't there another movie about step? I will guarantee you admission
to Harvard. There's Drumline with Nick Cannon about the drums and stuff. This is
definitely going to shave the Drumline.
Is that Lacey Chabert?
Stop the yard, you're thinking.
Stop the yard,
okay,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Surprises no one. Stepping requires an extraordinary amount of discipline. We don't drink during the week. Calm down.
This feels a little bit like Pitch Perfect meets Drumline.
Yeah.
With an all-female cast. Well, Pitch Perfect this one.
I'm about this. This looks like fun.
Yeah, this does look
like fun. No, I want to see this.
Okay, I've seen enough.
Oh,
there we go. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Dr. Drumline. This is great.
My sorrows find out. I am teaching you to step. It is going to get ugly.
That girl on the right looks like Lacey Chabert, but I swear it's not her. Actually, maybe it is.
It could be. It does kind of almost look like her.
It's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. They can't work together as a team. We're screwed.
Okay, so this is like they're tackling.
Yeah,
some,
this is like it seems like a Pitch Perfect meets
The Shade is real,
and also meets like Step Up kind of. Because you don't respect. There's like some race issues between like the white step team and the black step team. Your
sisterhood is your bond. No, and I mean what's interesting too is that Chuck also wrote on Dear White People, so he has that relationship with Netflix.
Okay, cool. Right on.
Are you guys feeling out of place?
Like and this is premiering straight to Netflix.
Yeah, it came out on Friday.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, it's out. Okay, great. Oh, yeah, you know what? We've got people in the chat saying they watched it.
Are you going to drown in a pool of white girl tears, or are you going to cowgirl up?
It's a good line.
This is great.
Oh, I'm jazzed on this. This might even be watching tonight for me.
Ah, Chuck, great job, man.
Yeah.
I'm from Kappa next door. You shook our house. You lost a row of totally irreplaceable shot glasses.
Yeah, see January 19th.
Looks fun.
Right on, I'm about it.
Chuck, the trailer looks great, man. You've been posting this thing all over social media, so I'm glad that I know this. And we're going to have the writer Chuck Hayward here next week so we can bug him with all sorts of questions. He also is a fellow Eagles fan.
He is.
So Steve Kaufman's going to want to manipulate time, and I'm going to be like, Steve, we got to get off the topic of the Eagles, dude. They're going to lose to the Patriots anyways, even though I hate the Patriots.
Bro.
So.
I mean, I'm aware that's the preferred team of AfterBuzz TV. But.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to bring it back.
No, I hate the Patriots.
I'm going to bring it
but
back.
But like Stepsisters.
Stepsisters just looks great. I'm really excited to talk to Chuck. That's awesome. A lot of people in the comments look like A, that they've already watched the movie, which is awesome. And B, that it's got some cool choreography and stuff for sure to see. It's going to be fun. I'm excited to watch it.
No, I want to say hi. I want to say like thank you, Black Jones, Star Drew, Poet Near the Castle, So Chill 4. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching. Thanks for chiming in the chat. Make sure to throw in the comments too. Give us thumbs up because the thumbs down doesn't work. So
also, it's broken.
Don't try.
Sorry. Yeah.
Also, Futurama, I wasn't completely off base. A, it moved to sci-fi or sci-fi, however we were pronouncing it earlier.
Right, yeah.
And B, they're going to do a 42-minute radio play called Radiorama, and it's going to be through podcast style through Nerdist. That's going to be September 14th on SoundCloud and Nerdist. Okay, so I wasn't completely wrong.
You
weren't
completely wrong, but
I.
You weren't exactly right, were you?
I said it was coming back in some form. They also made like new animation specifically for the sci-fi stuff. I'm on Reddit a lot.
You can squeak out of this one, but just barely.
I squeak out all of these.
Barely.
All right, so we have a few minutes left, so what I want to do is wrap around and say, so you watched Letterman, what'd you think?
I watched, pardon, say what
You now? Watched Letterman, what did you think?
I watched Letterman. First of all, my initial thought was, whoa, Santa Claus. That's an interesting look.
He's been a hipster, right?
He is like... full-on Santa. And I was also touched because the first episode of his show was sort of very politically on trend right now. Mm. Not a trend. It's not a trend, guys. It's just very in the speaks to the political climate right now. So it was difficult to watch. And it also made me really, really long for our former president, Mr. Barack Obama, because he's so well-spoken always and just such a good speaker. So it was like a little hard to watch because I miss him so much.
And we all do.
But I also watched a real deep movie called Definitely Maybe with Ryan Reynolds. Which is just real bad.
Oh, I was gonna say, let me guess, because like if you looked at that thumbnail that we showed earlier, it has a picture of Ryan Reynolds, and I know that you didn't read the log line. You were like, you saw the face, and you're like, I'll play this.
Do you want me to be honest with you guys? And you can judge.
I mean,
me
on your thing,
me.
It says 4 out of 5 stars,
which
so.
I don't even go by the rate. Like, why would I give that rating? But I will say, and this is honest, and you can judge me, and it's even gonna come out a little bit sexist, even though it's not meant to. But I put it on mute and just watched. Ryan. I've literally put it on mute.
But
just
Ryan Reynolds is
a man.
Ryan Reynolds
he's a
is
beautiful
in
man.
So many good movies.
I'll tell you what. If you want to watch a Ryan Reynolds movie that I still believe is on Netflix, you can check it. Steve Kaufman, KUFMANN, is Just Friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love it. Hilarious.
I was just about to say that. Like, this is like the spiritual prequel, because if you think about it, it says definitely, maybe Just Friends.
Oh, this, this is the awful one where he has a daughter and she's trying to figure out who her dad really is.
Yeah,
This movie sucked.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
so
Ryan
bad.
Reynolds. That one
no,
was awful.
It's bad. It's real bad.
Also,
but Ryan Reynolds as a dad is kind of hot. my favorite Ryan Reynolds movie of all time, and this is even beating out Deadpool, is the movie Waiting. I was a waiter in college.
Oh, that movie is great.
It's Waiting like is the good. The best good. Movie. Yeah.
Also, hey Anthony, Ryan, when you come in here, I'll make sure Steve and I look the other way, and you can show Ashley your bat wings.
No. Oh my
God. Bat wings.
Also, Ryan Reynolds only has two titles on Netflix, and it's Definitely Maybe and Woman in Gold, which I'm not. Does anyone know anything about Woman in Gold? It's
I don't.
2015, Helen Mirren, Ryan Reynolds. Six days.
What? Helen Mirren and Ryan Reynolds.
6 decades after the Holocaust,
together?
Maria Altman embarks on a quest to reclaim her family's Nazi stolen artwork, including a famed Gustav Klimt.
Wait, dude, how many stars is that?
I've seen the trailer to that.
Yeah. How many stars?
Does it look good,
that?
Anthony?
No, he's a horror guy. Don't ask Anthony. He's a horror guy. How many stars are there?
I don't. It's not showing me.
It didn't look too great. It wasn't my alley.
Well, yeah, we didn't hear anything about it. To not hear
it's
something
not giving
about
me a percent. It's 2015. Helen Mirren, Ryan Reynolds. How did we all miss this?
Hey,
I'm gonna watch it.
Sorry,
Woman in Gold, guys. It's,
Woman
it
in
exists.
Gold.
Hey, Amy Cassandra Martinez, as your homework assignment to make sure that you actually watch this after you get home from the SAG Awards tonight.
Yeah, Amy,
is you should watch that movie because you like rom coms and everything. So. And if you don't do it, well, the seat next to me will be open again. So. Steve, what'd you watch?
Oh, what have I watched? I tried to watch a documentary called It Was 50 Years Ago Today. It's a documentary about the Beatles, but couldn't license any of the Beatles' music. So it had a lot of really good interviews, but like to not have the music just kind of lost me there.
Okay.
I'm still getting through Comedians and Cars Getting Coffee.
Well,
I'll tell you what, though.
Comedians and Cars Getting Coffee, that is one of those ones where Amy was talking about it. Mm-hmm. It's a slow burn.
You don't really
want to binge it. You want to just, like, when you just have, like, a little bit of, like I said, 15, 18 minutes in between time, not a full half-hour show, just to, like, kind of pop, maybe, like, when you're waking up in the morning.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, you have it on and kind of go about your day. Or if you're getting ready to go to sleep at night, just pop it on. It'll put you in a good mood and then go to sleep. Not something, like, you just want to, I mean, unless you're just really just have nothing going on that day, which there's so much content out there that... I don't know how that's possible. This one I'm doing in a very, very slow burn because I know there's only so amount of episodes and so many great people that he's talked to.
Also Paddington. Paddington is on Netflix and it's delightful. Paddington 2 is in theaters, delightful. Also delightful.
Well, here's what's funny about Paddington 2. Apparently, I had this conversation today, it has the highest rating of a movie on Rotten Tomatoes at 100%.
This is completely true. Over 90 reviews have given it almost 99%.
Paddington.
It's delightful. Yeah. Paddington. Paddington 2.
It's a great movie. The bear movie. Great
bear. It is delightful. It is the most heartwarming British thing I've ever seen.
Heartwarmingly British. Okay, good to know.
Also, while I'm giving picks, The Resurrection of Jake the Snake is on Netflix.
Amazing. If you love wrestling.
Even if you don't, even if you just like good documentaries, it's a very good documentary. I've also, Woman in Gold, I have not seen that. I will watch that. I also found the logline for The Masked Saint.
Oh, here we go. Let's hear
giving
this
up
one.
His career
good.
In the ring to pastor a small church. A pro wrestler secretly moonlights as a costume crime fighter to clean up the streets. They're swinging for the fence with that logline. That is either going to be the greatest thing ever, or I'm going to give up in 60 minutes of the hour 44 that it is.
I mean, praise baby picks. Jesus. Praise baby Jesus.
No, I mean, the great thing is that there is no more football for at least 2 weeks, so Steve Kaufman and I will have a little bit more time to, like, watch some Netflix. Just a little bit. We're spending less time, you know, like, on our weekends, half days watching football.
Screaming at our laptop screens.
Everybody, real quick, I'd like to give a quick honorable mention from Steven right here in the booth. He just... chimed in and he recommended Bad Day for the Cut that was recently dropped on Netflix. It's a thriller, and apparently it takes place in Belfast, Ireland. Can I read the synopsis?
Go for it.
A mild-mannered farmer embarks on a bloody quest to avenge his mother's murder. He soon discovers her dark past while wading through the criminal underworld of Belfast, Ireland.
I'm adding that.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm all about Irish accents.
Hour 39 dropped in 2017.
Oh, it looks good.
Directed by Chris Baugh. I'm in.
Cool.
Does it start anybody that we know? Does it like Colin Farrell?
I mean, obviously, I'd be about it.
Or Liam Neeson?
I don't know these people. Nigel O'Neill, Susan Rich, Joelle Pawlowski. I don't know these people, but the log line hooked me. Sometimes,
cool.
Sometimes the log line just gets me on Netflix, and I see where I am.
Well, cool. Thanks, Steven, from the booth.
And Anthony.
Anthony for the assist.
So, well, that's it, guys. That's all for this week. We'll be back next week for panel. Amy Cassandra Martinez will be here. You guys can find her at Amy Cassandra MTZ. I want my MTZ, not my MTV. And I'm Rick Hong. You can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, RCKHONG. And
I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter almost exclusively. That's at Steve Kaufman, KAUFMANN. Also, we hinted at football a little. If you hang out till 10 p.m., I will be doing the NFL Weekly Show. And by doing, I mean I'll be gloating about my Philadelphia Eagles, who are going to the Super Bowl and will win in spite of what the people in charge of AfterBuzz TV would like.
Hey, everybody. I'm Ashley. If you want to talk about anything but football, find me online at Ashley on Camera, and I'll talk to you there. Thanks for watching.
We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Batwings!
Batwings! We didn't talk about it!
Views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.